Los Angeles mayoral candidate Antonio Villagrosa is locked in a statistical dead heat with first-place rival James Hahn, much like the last mayoral race. With such a tight race, Villagrosa tried to differentiate himself from the pack by outlining bold progressive ideals at a recent rally in the valley, all the while slipping in some subtle digs at Hahn's expense.
Yes, today's a day with blue skies, but we know that we have some of the dirtiest air in America. I have a plan to get that DWP, it's a $4 billion municipal utility, not make it a PR firm for me in my office so I can get reelected.
Villagrosa promised broad bipartisanship, saying he respected the views of the Republicans' constituents. But the plans he detailed would have made any progressive environmentalist delighted.
To use that engine, the DWP, $4 billion of assets, to create alternative energy industry, high-wage jobs, middle-class jobs that have health care, using the Mojave so that we can develop solar, using the Tehachapis for wind technology, using sunshine and all these darn landfills that we have to create waste-to-energy programs.
Supporters at the diverse rally included a group of student nurses. During Villagrosa's short time as a city council member, the nurses found enough to like that they formed a campaign group. Alvin Sunga is the group's organizer.
Well, we followed his record, and we like the fact that he endorsed or authored Healthy Families. Our kids are being benefited by that program. While we are in the school, it's a great support for all of us as students.
Villagrosa's supporters say his charm is rooted in his barrio background and in his ever-present smile. His background remains a tangible part of him, making him accessible to people who may not ordinarily pay much attention to mayoral politics. Hip-hop artist Will B has been campaigning for Villagrosa and describes his appeal.
This is a guy that really, really is, he represents all of us from the community, because he's from the community. You know, he wasn't a politician, lifelong politician that just got a good job or got a good gig because of his father or, you know, or history. This is a guy that scraped and struggled and came up, and he's raising his kids at the same time. I have children, so I totally understand how hard that is.
Villagrosa failed to win the support of the city's main labor organization or of the County Democratic Party, two organizations that largely funded his last campaign for mayor. And some people say he's lost the characteristic energy he displayed the first time around. Others criticized his decision to run for mayor after he promised 2 years ago that he would serve out his four-year term as city council member.
Can I ask what made you change your mind and run for the mayor again?
I thought long and hard about it. I really did. I talked to my family and my constituents. But it became crystal clear that there's just not the leadership in this city, the trust and confidence that we need in our leaders.
While the somewhat vague idea of leadership has been a key theme in Villagrosa's campaign, so is diversity. Will B wrapped a campaign jingle aimed at getting the youth involved.
Black, white, Asian, cuz of blood, a Baptist, Jew, East Coast, West Side, don't matter who. Don't let them disenfranchise me or you. Antonio came here to fight for you. So what you gonna do? Do your due. Say vote for Antonio. And say vote for Antonio.
Meanwhile, Villagrosa's enthusiasm seemed far from dimmed as he toured the crowd after his speech. He shook hands with virtually every person he could, and never stop smiling. This is Pam White for Annenberg Radio News.